Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Okay, so now we're going to start the trenchering session. Thank you so much for being there. And I would love to invite you to set up the space together to really feel in this beautiful energy that is present with our light family and more specifically the Arcturians today. So please take a moment to close your eyes, to center yourself into your breath. To relax the head space, the face, the jaws, the brain, the eyeballs. You have this sensation of heaviness in the head, as if the head space was dropping. And as we bring this awareness in the head space, it allows us to lower the volume of our mind. So our mind becomes a very soft whisper that's far away in the background. And as we turn the volume down of our often agitated mind, it is much easier to feel this level of presence in this moment here. As we feel this presence falling upon us, we can feel in our body increased sensations of inner peace. From this feeling of inner peace, it is easy for us to connect to our heart portal, perceiving the electromagnetic field of our heart within us and all around us. The connection of our heart with the heart of Mama Gaia, Sophia Gaia, the mother of all life on this planet. We call upon you now. Thank you for being here, Divine Mother Gaia, to help support this session with your grounding, loving presence, with your gentle yet firm awareness, with your kind, generous guidance. Help us grow our roots deeper within you. Help us remember that in this life, we breathe as an earthling, that we are one with you now. Thank you for amplifying the connection with your own heart, dear mother. So we can feel the juicy energy flowing from below through the roots of our feet, in the bottom of the spine. We can feel this grounding energy moving up our body. And we breathe this sensation of feeling in our body, feeling like an earthling, deeply grounded on planet Earth now. And from this place, we feel a connection of our heart with the structure above. We can see our column of light fully connected already to our own oversoul network. And as we draw awareness there, we can feel the crown of our head opening up more. And as we perceive this opening increasing, we can feel the thousand petals, lotus chakra, Sahasrara chakra, calling in more light as if every petal of this chakra was calling more light from our own universal network. And we start feeling this beautiful descent of pure energy, our own energy flowing through the crown of the head, filling up our whole body, heart, soul. And then we start drawing our awareness beyond, and we perceive this umbilical cord traveling into the dark womb of the void, the blackness of the quantum. And in there, we intuitively perceive the connection with the heart womb of source consciousness. And we breathe into that. And as we breathe into that, we perceive that the lotus flower on top of the head is opening up even more, calling even more light. And here we just feel this waterfall of liquid white light flowing from above, filling our entire body with crystalline divine light from Sophia Christ consciousness. We feel relaxed, but also very energized, very present, very vibrant. And in this moment of pure presence, we can feel suspended in time and space. And we now perceive that we are entering the zero point of creation as we, the High Council of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, in co-creation with your sovereign divine soul, receiving the help, assistance, and support of your light being teams and friends and soul families, we ask to enter the zero point of creation by collapsing timeline, reaching all information present within your own oversoul network on multidimensional time and space reality as you currently exist in parallel lives and alternate realities. Through this zero point, it allows us to give access, to receive access to all information present, to remove any lower fractal reflection frequencies present within you, but also in parallel lives and alternate realities, to remove the old, outdated, unwanted density still present within you, so it can be gone, alchemized and dissolved for good, never to return, therefore increasing the frequency of your unity fractal in the oversoul architecture, upgrading all parallel lives and alternate reality as we upgrade this life, as you upgrade this life in co-creation with us. And now we welcome the Actorians. We are very, very, very happy and so content today, excited today to be able to co-create with you. We would love to describe a phenomenon. When the person has a truth within their own heart and the truth is shining its light, the truth of your own divinity, the truth of your own purpose on this planet, on why you are here, the truth of what it is that you desire to manifest next, what is happening for you now, how you want to create life with other human beings and the planet Earth. When this is present, the truth is like a fire. It is a fire that cannot be extinguished. So the very interesting phenomenon with humanity is that humanity spends a tremendous amount of energy trying to extinguish the fire. So it is very counterproductive because that fire cannot be extinguished. That fire is the eternal fire of the alchemical transmutation of your soul, embracing the perpetuating movement of evolution. So if there is one fire amongst all time and space reality that cannot be extinguished, this is the fire of your vibrant soul saying, I am alive, I am here to share and experience everything that I am supposed to experience, that I want to experience. So why resisting this fire, humans? This is an open question that we should not answer. Why fighting the fire that is present inside you, thinking that it is too much? So what we share? We share from your burning fire. So when we bring this back at you, it can feel like a time, very intense poking, which is like a burning. Because the burning doesn't burn you, dear one. It is simply showing what's inside you. What is the burning happening, the poking happening? This is the burning, literally the poking of the outdated ego that is present, still trying to hold, on to something that doesn't exist, and is holding on to something that does not exist, which is a fear, a limiting beliefs, anything at all, any resistance, any limitation, any negative voice in the head. That is the holding that creates all your challenge and the distortion that you experience. Because the truth of your own divinity is the burning fire that will make everything implode from within and looks like it's an explosion coming from outside, which is not. Nothing comes from the outside. Everything that you think comes from the outside is a mirroring of the implosion that is already unfolding within you, that has been unfolding within you for eons. Eons, the resistance is literally crippling the body with diseases, with pain, with aches, with exhaustion, with feeling lost in talent. The holding onto the resistance, it is literally, dear human friend that we love dearly, like the human takes the hand and try to grasp air. Try to grasp air. It doesn't work. But the human is like, I'm going to use all my energy to grab the air. The air here that we share about is literally poof, nothing. It's limitations, it's fears, it's doubts, all of that. And the human spends their whole life trying to hold onto something that was never his to start with. So if you were to only use your strength, your power, your creativity, your desires in union with the alchemical fire, without using any of your energy into resisting the alchemical fire blossoming into creation, then imagine. Imagine who you would become. So we trust that this served you. You understand that when the fire comes back at you and when the triggers arise, it is all because they are being burnt down. You can allow the fire to burn down outdated paradigms for as long as you want to. You can keep on chewing on things for as long as you want to, but you can also chew for 1 minute and then spit it out and say, it is not mine. Shakyat sana pretese. And as we say, so it is, dear ones. As it resonates with your soul, so it is.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.